Okay. Simon nun zayin din bercha Michael and mashkevach hevilu oid. Right, that's talking about when they brought you more food. So kol zayis lemayri ele ba'adam ha'icham yishaloi. This is all talking about a person who's eating his own food. But if he's eating by somebody else, since he made a bracha on one type, he paters anything that they'll bring him. Even if he doesn't have any more of the first food, meaning it's gone. Everything is tali in the das of the balabais. Right? Ah, im nimlach mamish, but if he changed his mind, oz tzarach levarach shenis, then he mamish, then he does have to make the second bracha. Im loy hoye v'das balabayas lahavi yoyser, and if the das of the balabayas was not to bring in a more rakla bakosha sa orchim, nasalem, he only gave it to them because the orchim wanted, meaning the orchim said, can we have doubles? And he was really saving the doubles for later. Gamkein, or for a different meal. Gamkein einan tzrichim levarach. They don't have to make a bracha. Vishorchim, because they're simcha that the balabayas will give them all their whatever they need. Right? Meaning, so it's interesting. If the balabayas, even if the balabayas didn't plan on giving out more food, but Lamai said it convinced him to do it. Whether that's the right thing to do or not is a different story. Right? So the balabayas mastama should give them. Means they're assuming the balabais is going to give it to them, so they, as guests, did not go back on their das that they were going to eat more. Zayin mishabal l'suda. If somebody came to the suda with nasan l'kois and they gave him a cup, uberechalav, and he made a bracha. Va'achakach shuv nasan l'kois, and after that they gave him more cups. Ima minig hukein. If that's the minig, right, that they give more, then Mistama, he does not have to make another bracha. All right. Dine din birchas areach ubo yudal zifim. All right. Simen nun ches. Kishem she also lo adam lehones mimaychol imishka kaidim she yivarech. The same way it's also for a person to benefit from eating or drinking before he makes a bracha. Kach also lo lehones mireach toiv kaidim she yivarech alav. It's also also for him to be get hanaf from a good smell. Shenemar kol neshama talal ka. Ezu davar sheneshama nenes mimenu veina guf nenem mimenu. What is something that the neshama benefits from it and the guf doesn't? Haviyam is a reyach. That's the smell. Avla acharav. But afterwards, ein etzarach levarach. He does not need to make a bracha. Moshem do kishem mafsik a reyach mechaitmoy. Once the reyach leaves his nose, kvar avra hanasa. He's no longer as hanah. That's like food that already got digested, right? Meaning, and you don't make a bracha achrayna. So the reason why there's no bracha achrayna on something that smells good is because it's gone, right? But meaning regular food that you eat, you're still benefiting from it. So that's why you make it even after. How do you make a bracha on good smells? If where you're getting the smell from is from a fruit, that's right. Whether it's fruit or vegetables, even though you can't eat it unless you mix it in with something. Going ego is mushkat, like citron, right? Ve'esrig. Since the main things for nosan, meaning because it's special bracha, since this food is ultimately edible, so the bracha on the smell from that is that Hashem gave good smells to Paris. It's only when he had kavana to smell it. But if he didn't have kavana to smell it, only to eat it, and the smell come mimela, he doesn't need to make a bracha on the smell. This is coffee beans, right? So you smell it and it has a very good smell. You should make the bracha of nosan reyach toiv ba'peiros. I don't know if this applies to instant coffee. I think it only really applies to coffee beans, but I'm not sure. Fine. Gimel. Let's say the smell is wood. I mean eats, or a type of a wood or tree. You make atzev right? V'lachein al hadas v'al vered shekayron rosin on hadasim and roses v'al halavina and on levina kiyotzman and these things mevarchem b'ir atzei v'samim dekimen de ikra ena la'achila ela la'riach since the ikra is not to eat only to smell la'yavi pri that's not considered a pri al pilpulin v'al zangvil on smelling peppers and ginger yesharim de mevarchem some say you make the bracha yesharim de mevarchem some say you don't make the bracha al kein ein la'riach behem don't smell them. All right, so far we have two things. You have atzei, reyach type of peiros, and you have atzei v'samim. That comes from things that are from wood. Dalet al esav v'yerek mevarchen b'ri isvei v'samim. On grass and vegetables, you make a bracha on b'ri isvei v'samim. Ha'ayin b'chirik. It's a chirik. V'abeis refuya, and the beis is soft. Ki ha'chirik hu tenua kala. The chirik is a tenua kala. The gamma base shall be summon refuya. It's also soft. The samachla aleph hey vav and yud. That's one of Naftali Liner's favorite texts. Right, that when you have a base that comes after the letters aleph hey vav and yud, it's not said bi, it's vi. Right, that's why bayre mine visamim is the correct way to say the bracha, not bayre mine bisamim. Right. Fine. Vasimen leda mahu eitz u mahu yerek. How do you know when something's a tree and when it's a vegetable? Kol hasha givel hu kosher ki givel shel pishdan. If the stem is hard, like the stem of flax, umeskay mishana lashana, and it goes from year to year, umaytzi alin, and it has leaves, zeo eitz. That's wood. Vaisan she givel la'olam rach. But if the stem is soft, havi isvei v'samim, then it's considered isvei v'samim. Hey, that's the third. But let's say it's not wood and it's not grass, musk, right? That's really from an animal. And on shvemlich, yveshim. Balsam oil. Hagadol Beretz Yisrael, if it grows in Eretz Yisrael, lechashivus shegadol Beretz Yisrael, because of the chashivusai that it grows in Eretz Yisrael, kovalei bracha b'fnei atzma, gets its own bracha, mevarchen alav b'yrei shemen ariv. You make b'yrei shemen ariv. Right? So that's it, Naftali?
Zion.
With the
Zion
Zion
also.
also?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's the those are the different. What do we have? Five different brachas, or six? It comes out six. We have, again, I'm sorry. Reach type of peiros, atzei v'samim, isvei v'samim, minei v'samim, and shemen oriv, five. Fine, let's say you confuse them. Berech al shel eitz, isvei v'samim. If you made a bracha on wood, isvei v'samim, v'chein lehipuch, same thing, the opposite. Lo yotze, you're not yotze. I will in berech, b'rei minei v'samim. If you said b'rei minei v'samim, I'll call haminim, on all minim, yotze is yotze. V'lechein, b'chol dover, shu mesupik b'brachosai. If anything that you mesupik in the bracha, v'yef shalei lezbarer, and you can't clarify what it is, m'barech Allah, b'rei minei v'samim. You say bari mine v'samim v'nirali dim berach al priya eitz bari atze v'samim yotza. Meaning, so bari mine v'samim works for everything. That's like shahakol, right? And but if you make a bracha on a priya eitz bari atze v'samim yotza, you yotza because it's coming from a tree, right? Fruits come from a tree, so it does it, you, it that's covered. Valkein nirali ki al neglach, right? On neglach. which is the, I think that's the cloves that we have. Klipas, Marancha, Vitutrin, right? That's orange and lemon. Yeshavarav pare ate v'somim. You should make ate v'somim. Yeah. Okay. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine, fine night.
Thank you.
All right.